It used to be when you married folks and the couple didn't have any money, the man who performed the ceremony would be paid with beeswax. One time, continued, the couple told the man he could make the marriage ceremony last until the beeswax gave out. Well, it looks like Cleek has run out of beeswax, Carson said. Many of the courtroom tried vainly to keep from laughing. Ab liked that a whole lot. Cleek Johnson took the kidding good-naturedly and laughed too. Ab's rock case. Cleek, accustomed to Ab's ribbing before the juries by now, perhaps Ab Carson is known more for his rock case than anything else in recent time. That happened in court in Carnival 2 or 3 years ago. Ab was representing a man in a relatively minor case, and during the noon recess, he brought a filled brown paper sack into the courtroom and made his way over to this reporter. "Here," he told us, "is my evidence. It will win my case." When time to argue the case arrived, Ab reached beneath his chair, scooped up the sack, and walked quickly before the panel of jurors. "There's 14 rocks in this sack," he announced, and he withdrew 2 or 3 for all to see. "There's one each for you, jurors, and one apiece for the sheriff and deputy," he said, "and there may be one in there for the solicitor. Now he who is guilty, let him cast the first stone," he suggested. The courtroom rocked with laughter, and even Judge Kier Skelton of Hartwell tried to hide his chuckling with a big law book. The judge quickly ruled out the rocks as evidence. Ab Carson must have remembered the rock case last week, because long before one of the cases was over and while the jury was out of the box and room, he leaned over our way, bent his hand around his mouth, and said in right loud tone, "Billy, I'm going to lose this case today. I forgot my rock."
Thank you, Mr. What paper was that in?
That was in 3 papers. Would you like to have a copy of it?
I certainly would like to have a copy of it.
I'll give you that. You can put it in a paper.
Thank you very much. I'll keep it with the. I'll keep it with this.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Mr.
They're all guilty, though. I could have plumb cleared them. I made them pay a little cost because this right pretty woman, she's redheaded.
Yeah.
They'd caught a woman that between 2 men in the bed, that was the case.
Good gracious.
But she's redheaded and I made them pay a little something.
Well, I'd rather marry a garbage man than a lawyer. What you hear
and
been said.
Well,
that's crazy.
Well, Mr. now I'm going to ask you to tell me about your education, where you went to school, where you first went to school and how long you went to school, and that kind of thing.
All right.
Oh, excuse me. Tell that when Uncle Sunk started
whipping the broom. Just wait. Don't bother me.
Where'd you go to the first grade?
I was going to start with a little story like.
Fine.
My father was a similar invalid.